I had my questions ready. Then I said to myself, well, it would not be fair for me to remain defending that thing after Mr. Nkaram's uncle was laid. It would have been better for him to be there to say, yes, I said it, knowing the courage that he lived by. It was better for him to defend it than for me, as the author, to be the one responsible and probably be accused of even lying in his absence.
Now, from the little that you heard from him, what can you tell us, especially about his relationship with President Robert Mugabe?
They shared a cell for 10 years, I think, in the places where they were kept by the regime. So they became very close. They knew a lot of things about each other. There are many things Nkala knew about, a lot of things about the origin of the president, according to him. And he knew some things that were deeply personal, that he had not here. I was only going to start telling you when we started writing. So unfortunately, we didn't do the project long enough for me to get there. But he knew a lot of things, and he just felt that maybe, and because of the respect I think that he had for the president, he didn't want these things revealed by him whilst the president was alive or while he was alive. So that's why I was insisting that it's better for them to be revealed after he was gone. But I felt it was unfair for me then to carry the burden of all that information and defend the truthfulness and the veracity of that information in his absence.
Now, can you tell us the little bit that he talked about the late Vice President Joshua Nkomo?
There were a number of, two major things. One was that he felt that people had given the late VP a lot of power, which made him not respect or listen to his subordinates, even though he had placed the places where they should give him the information givers to him. So that was one issue. And a time came, even quoted in Komo's book, The Story of My Life, where he talks about Malienga passing a note that was saying they must get rid of this Mundere. There was a general discontent in the party about the person Joshua Nkomo by a number of people, a relatively large fraction. So the attitude was, it was like anti-Nkomo. And so Inos Ngala said, what kind of a party is called anti-Nkomo? If you want to form another party, let's form another party. And if you're afraid to form it in your houses, come to my house and form it.